What did you tell them? Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. In my mind and in my car, we can't rewind, we've gone too far.
Welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. I am your co-host, Dr. David Matto, and I'm just about ready to bring my co-host in who's sitting right across from me in the studio. Before I do, real quickly, we can't thank you enough with the energy you guys are giving us for this podcast. It is growing so quickly, and I'm going to just ask you a favor, please. I know we've asked you this in the past, but if you can, if you get a second after listening to this, if you like what you're hearing today, please go on iTunes, give us a quick review. Give us an honest, quick review. So it means giving us, hopefully, if you can, 5 stars and just writing a little text there and just letting other people know how you like the Dental Practice Fixers, because from your feedback, it gets picked up all over the world. And hopefully we're aiming to be the not only the best, but the biggest podcast in dentistry. And having said all that, I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host, my brother, my cool business partner, and whatever else you want to call him, Dr. Richard Matto, into the show. Rich, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm Dr. Richard Matto. We are so happy that you're with us for episode 13 of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I'll tell you what, after you give us a good review, or maybe even before you give us a good review, why don't you tell some of your friends and colleagues about the Dental Practice Fixers podcast as well? Just when you're at that next boring study club meeting and you're looking for something to talk about, say, hey, I want to recommend this really cool podcast. It's called the Dental Practice Fixers. Email your friends, tell your family. We don't even care if non-dentists listen to us. We welcome everyone. So we appreciate your help in spreading the word about the Dental Practice Fixers.
Wait a minute. Are we trying to get cheap downloads by having like people outside of dentistry just listen to it?
No, we are not trying to do like what I do with my Spotify music account, where I pay some person in a third world country to listen to a song 10,000 times.
Oh, by the way, I need to start charging you a little bit more for that, because like paying me 10 cents every time I listen to that Fakakta song, it's not enough. I'm sorry. I need a little
I'll
more money.
I'll raise
money.
It to 12 cents.
Deal. Okay.
No, I actually don't do that. But it's weird. One of my songs on Spotify got over 1,000 listens in a short period of time. And I'm not a well-known musician at all. And I wondered how it happened. And I think it's just the way things work these days. Somebody likes something, they spread the word, it gets around quickly. And we'd love it if you did the same for the Dental Practice Fixers. It helps us keep the lights on, as they say.
But wait a minute, Rich, what song was that on Spotify?
See, this is how it works.
What song was
it? It was Lightning Over Detroit by Richard Matto on Spotify.
Go check out on Spotify Lightning Over Detroit and listen to it 1,000 times each, and then Rich might get like a little bit of, you might get like a little check in the mail, right?
I'm waiting for my first check from Spotify. I think you can't write a check for less than 0.00001 cents. But I'll tell you, since we gave, I guess my music a shameless plug, that's not what this Dental Practice Fixers podcast is all about. It's all about helping you. And I know, Dave, before we get to our main topic for the day, you've got a great quick tip for everyone.
We try to do this every show. Yeah, like how I said, we try to do it every show, because sometimes the quick tips either aren't quick or they're not really tips. But yeah, I've got something today, Rich, and here's what it is. And you may have heard this before. If you are a loyal listener to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast, you may have heard this, but it's okay, because it's not the kind of thing we should say once and then forget it, because it has the potential to really, and not only really, but quickly add money to your revenue stream coming into your office. And what that is actually when Rich, God, how many years? It's been 29 to 30 years ago, Rich. One of the first things we ever did when we became together, we've been the Matto brothers all of our lives, right?
But all of my life.
All of your life.
You spent 3.5 years without me being your brother. So,
but let me tell you something. I spent a year and a half being brothers with Marshall before you came along, and it was really good.
I thought you were going to say it was really tough.
That's a whole, but we might have to do an episode on that if that's okay.
Probably not.
but anyway, when Rich and I got together close to 30 years ago and decided we're going to spend a lot of our time, and we were practicing dentistry full time, but we're going to spend a lot of our time not only practicing dentistry and seeing patients, but helping other dentists all over the country become more successful and bring in more money and be more profitable. And one of the first things we ever did is we developed a collection form that dentists use in their practices. It's very simple. It's called the Statement of Delinquency. And what we've found over many years, like close to 30, as I said, when you have a patient that's paying you very slowly or maybe not paying you at all, I'll tell you something. Get a hold of one of these blank forms. You fill it out. You put it in an envelope. You send it to the patient. It's one of these like old two-part NCR forms. You know, it's got the white paper and then the carbonless, but it's got the yellow paper underneath. And
dating yourself. I just want to know.
But let me tell you.
The millennials listening are thinking, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah, what the hell is carbon paper? Right, and this is like NCR. It's like no carbon required. So that's like really modern. But the bottom line is you fill this out. Yeah, it's not a modern-looking form, but the reason we have not changed it over many, many years is we're too lazy. No, that's not really the reason. The reason is because it works like crazy. To this day, it works like crazy. So you fill it out. You send it to the patient that is slow paying you or not paying you. And in a very, very high percentage of the cases, they'll either mail you a check, bring cash in. I mean, we've heard stories that patients actually come running into the office, dropping cash on the counter and saying, please don't do anything legal. Here's my money. Here's what I owe you. We're done. And it's I think, Rich, what do we say? Over the years, dentists have collected, like collectively, no pun intended, but collectively, millions of dollars. I can't remember the exact number.
Why collect millions when you can collect billions.
I
think, I remember we actually did it on a calculator that was many years ago. But it was something like $25 to $30 million cumulative over all these years have been collected using our CMR 207 Statement of Delinquency form. So pretty amazing.
That's what it is. I'm glad you said that. So, but I just want to make sure, a caveat, that does not mean you're going to collect $25 million.
Well, hopefully you're not owed $25 million. That would be a different problem altogether.
Let's say you're owed several thousand. Let's say you're owed $1,000 or $5,000 or $15,000. Wouldn't you like to have that money come into your practice? So the easiest way to do this is simply go to our website, maddow.com, MADOW.com. Click under products. I don't have it right in front of me, actually, but it's really easy to navigate. So find the product section and then go down to Statement of Delinquency Collection Form. And they're super, super inexpensive. I don't think we've raised the price on this thing for like 15 or 20 years, something like that. So just order a supply.
As they say, when one person comes in to pay, that order will be paid for paid for several times over. And then the rest is just profit.
So again, we love bringing these tips at the beginning of our show to, like, even if you would stop listening right now, which again, we hope you don't, but if you stop listening right now, your time has already been paid for. So just go to maddow.com, MADOW.com, Statement of Delinquency Collection Forms. That's it.
And if you can't find it, just call us, 410-526-4780. And if you don't want to do any of that, well, let's get on to what we might call the main content of today's podcast. The Vermont content, whatever you want to call it, we're going
to
do it.
Oh, wait a minute. We need content today? I think I came ill-prepared. We're supposed to say something else, you mean?
Well, you know, content is the name of the game. We got to give the people what they're paying for.
Content is king. So, Rich, I'm going to share something that I learned. Actually, I learned this over the past, it was apparently, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. I was actually spending some time with a really cool doc in Colorado. I'm going to give him a shout out because he actually helped me with this, because he's been teaching this. Dr. Jeffrey Harrison, great guy. If you're ever out in the Steamboat area, check him out. He does a lot of lecturing and he's a real motivational, inspirational guy. But we were doing some hiking and he shared this with me. And I said, when he shared it, I said, Jeff, this is pretty darn cool. And if it's okay, I want to share this on our show. He said, absolutely. And we didn't even have to give him credit, but I wanted to give him a quick shout out because he even admitted he didn't invent this, but it's just a really great way to get incredible video testimonials from your patients without having to beg or do anything weird. And it's a great technique. And I want to share it with you because there's a couple other pluses that come along with it as you're getting these video testimonials. And as we know, video is really, really powerful. The more video you have online, especially patients saying great things about you and your practice, the better your practice is going to do. And there's so many reasons, which we won't even go into now, about why video is so powerful. But I want to share this with you. And Rich, feel free to comment, butt in anytime.
I'm just going
to
sit back here twiddling my thumbs, actually.
Because here's the thing. Well, I'm going to start by saying that a lot of times people get nervous. And when I say people, I mean dentists and team members. They get nervous about needing a a release sign by the patient. You know, if they record some type of testimonial or take a picture and post it to social media. One of the reasons, I mean, people are afraid to put things online because, oh, well, if I don't have them sign this certain legal form, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble and I just don't want to take the, you know, it's too much hassle. I don't want to take the chance. But here's a way to have a lot of great content about your practice with people saying great things about it online without even having to worry about release forms or anything like that. So here's what you do. There's something we call a wow moment, and a wow moment, and we've all been there, but you know, you're working on a patient and you finish a procedure or you do something and the patient looks in the mirror or gets up from the chair and they say, wow, this looks great, or I'm so happy with what you just did, or something like that. We all have those wow moments.
Wow.
We do.
Yeah, something simple. Wow, you just gave me the shot and I didn't feel a thing. Or I think
exactly.
You gave me the shot. I mean, it was amazing.
It's a great example. Yeah. Really good example. So at that wow moment, hopefully you have a bunch of them every single day, but at that wow moment, it's the best time to ask for you or your team to ask your patient to do you a little favor. And so it's pretty simple. Here's what we do. Here's what we recommend. When the patient says, wow, this was blank, the great appointment, didn't feel the injection, whatever it might be, then you, first of all, acknowledge their compliment. Say something like, well, we work very hard to make all of our patients experience a wow experience like this, or something like that. You know, you can word it yourself, of course, but just kind of let them know that we really take pride in making you super comfortable in our practice. We want to do the best for you. And then you say something like, let's capture this moment now. And if you wouldn't mind, would you share it with your friends or whoever you can through social media? Now, chances are they're going to say, yeah, let's do that. So, but here's the trick. Now, of course, video is the best way to do this because of SEO and all kind of other reasons, search engine marketing. Video is the absolute best way to capture this testimonial. So and Facebook and YouTube, well, I don't have to tell you how powerful they are. So here's what you do. And this is where it's going to be different than any other way you've probably done it in the past. Ask to use their phone. It's super important. You got to use their phone. I'll tell you why in just a second. But when you're taking the video, now you'll be the one taking the video, or you or your assistant, whoever's doing it, taking the video of them. But first of all, real quick video tip, always shoot in landscape mode. So landscape mode is kind of like when you're watching a movie. It's, you know, it's the wider part is.
We call that horizontal.
Oh, hey,
for
horizontal.
For you, like, geometrically challenged, hold the phone horizontally.
Horizontal.
Or
thank
if you
Rich.
Don't know what that means, the long way. That's Dan Fogelberg's favorite way to do it. Hold the phone the long way.
Would that be the long way or the light way?
The long way.
Oh, the long way. The long way. Okay. So and you've got to coach them a little, just a tiny little bit. Now, first of all, make sure the video is no longer than a minute. You want a minute or less than that. But coach them. So here's what you do. When you start recording, just start by – so I'm talking to the patient. Start by saying, I just finished my visit with Dr. Matto, or whatever your name is, of course. I just finished my visit with Dr. Matto, and wow, what an experience this was because – and the because could be because I didn't feel the injection. I didn't feel any pain. My smile now looks incredibly beautiful. Whatever that might be, have them just fill in the blank. And again, it could be 20 seconds long. It doesn't have to be long at all.
I just want to make a quick comment on that.
Absolutely.
It's really, really important for them to say your name or the name of the practice, because we've seen this a lot, and that somebody will say, oh, I just got a great video testimonial. And then we watch the video testimonial and somebody says, like, this was the best office ever.
Right, exactly.
Or, you know, they made my smile look beautiful. Well, to somebody watching, that doesn't mean anything. It sounds great to you, but you're not thinking of the context of how this is going to be used. So it needs to be Dr. Matto made my smile look beautiful, or Reisterstown Dental Care is the best office ever. So make sure that when you're doing the little coaching session, that is included.
It's so funny, Rich, you said that. And I think you're going to be able to identify with this. But so, see, we do the whatever we recommend to you, we do the same thing in our lives and our business because we love video testimonials. So, Rich, how many times has it happened that we're finishing up a seminar for the day? We spoke all day long. And then somebody comes up to one of us and they say, I got to tell you, this was the best seminar I've ever been to in my 50 years of dentistry. This is the best one. So, of course, one of us, whoever it is, me or Rich, will pull out an iPhone and say, would you mind saying that? that into the eye. I'd love to get a video. And so typically, what do they say, Rich?
They say, this was the best seminar I ever went to. Right.
And what it gets, that gets us nowhere.
It gets us nowhere. Like, you can put that up on Roger Levin's website.
Said no one ever. Right. Oh, whoops.
It doesn't matter. It's that's like a generic testimonial.
Right.
So yeah, we learned that the hard way. You know, I remember when we first started doing that, we'd come back and we'd tell our office team, oh, we've got to post these testimonials. And then we'd be watching this like, the information was fantastic. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Like, take that thing back. And
then I remember one time I said, no, would you mind doing that again? Just say the Matto Brothers seminar was the best one I've ever been to. And the woman went, who?
That actually happened. I believe it. And at the end of the day, they'll not that we're ragging on our seminar, but they'll come up to me and they say, hey, they'll talk to me and they say, hey, something Dave said earlier was really good. And I said, well, hey, I'm Dave. And they don't even know our name. Right. So it is pretty funny.
We've learned to accept that one.
That's totally
Dave,
fine.
Rich, Dave, who cares?
That's fine. But here is the most. So what Richard said, yeah, it's true. So make sure you have them start off by saying something like, I just finished a dental visit with Dr. Matto and blank. So make sure you say it's very, very important. But here is the most important part for this to actually work right and the way we're trying to get this to work for you. As soon as you stop recording, have them post it. Immediately. Don't say when you get back home. But no, right then and there in your office, have them post it. Now, don't use your office Wi-Fi. Have them use their own data plan. And the reason for that is probably kind of obvious, but I'll just tell you, because if it's coming from your Wi-Fi, from your IP, Facebook, Google, Yelp, whoever it might be, they can detect that it's coming from your office and they're going to look at that as not real.
Sir, just do me a quick favor. Before you post that, just go on your phone and turn off your Wi-Fi. What are you, nuts? Why would I do that?
Oh, I thought you were going to comment on asking them to use their own data.
That's what I'm saying. Because you're asking them to turn off their Wi-Fi. It's free if I use your Wi-Fi. I'm on a very stringent data plan.
It's free if you call.
Here's $5. Shut up.
Yeah, here's $5. Shut the heck up. So again, you make sure they're on their data plan. They're not on your Wi-Fi. But here's something else. Make sure that the person, your patient, make sure that you are friends on if it's Facebook or connected with them on social media. The reason is because as soon as they post this, remember, they're posting it and saying like you're the best dental office. As soon as they post it, like a second later, you need to be the first person to comment. You or your team, somebody from your team, your office, needs to be the first person to comment, complimenting them on how great of a patient they are. And then, of course, you know, getting in there that you welcome new patients and how you can be reached and a little map of your, you know, how to get to your practice.
And the fact you're having a $20 off whitening special.
Exactly.
Mention this video, get $20 off whitening.
But you get the point.
Make sure
you get the point. I mean, you need to be connected as friends, because then that will allow you to be the, and you got to be the first commenter, because then everybody will see it. I mean, basically, you're giving yourself like a free advertisement to your whole community. It's incredible, because now this does two things. First of all, no legal release is needed. You know why? Because your patient is the one posting it. You're not doing the posting. They're doing the posting. So they don't need to sign a release for their own post, right?
You know, it's funny. I saw somebody did this. I saw a dental practice did this, and then the patient realized what happened and they went on and commented, I just got duped by my dentist.
I got duped.
Just got totally duped.
But it doesn't matter. They got duped, but they're on social media.
Then you can just then delete that comment. No, you can't. It's on their account.
Right. That's right. You can't go and edit. That's right. I got duped by Dr. Matto. That's right. But hopefully they won't say that. But yes, so no release is needed, because they're the ones posting. And not only that, it gets even better. No HIPAA regulations are violated, because again, they're the ones posting it.
You know, I know. Double duped.
Oh, man, when they start finding this out, they might be pissed.
I don't think so.
I'm kidding.
It's all in fun. Everybody, you know, it's so weird.
What's that?
I was just doing something actually for one of our educational partners that we work with, and they were asking me all these things about, well, this person gave us a testimonial, but can we use it? Can you? I said, you know what? People give a testimonial these days. I think it's pretty much understood.
It's inferred, right?
It is. It's inferred. And again, we're not lawyers. We're not accountants. We're not judges. We don't judge. Except every once in a while we do, but... I think it is inferred that you can use that when somebody says something, this is the best practice ever, this, whatever. it's inferred that you can use it. Again, don't construe that as legal advice. But if you start tiptoeing too gingerly about stuff like this, you're never going to get anything done either.
Right. Now, so it's good. I'm glad you said, see, here's the thing. Rich just said it. I'll say it again, just to make sure we have this documented. We are not attorneys. We are not giving legal advice. So if you're really still not
positive. We're actually giving illegal advice.
It's illegal. If you're not positive, if you don't feel 100% comfortable, we are asking you to please check with your attorney. Now, I'm not really sure what kind of attorney you're going to check with, like your PI. What do you call it? A personal injury? They're not going to know what's going on.
Your real estate attorney? No, probably not.
They're not going to know. But again, if you're not comfortable, check with somebody that knows the law. But as far as we're concerned and what we've seen.
And then pay the attorney's hourly rate for this?
That's crazy. Jeez.
Unless you have one on retainer.
And also, Dr. Jeff
Orthodontists all have attorneys on retainer.
Dr. Jeff told me that he's been recommending this for all. He's never seen a problem. And again, it's not legal advice. But again,
Don't sue Dr. Jeff.
Sue Dr. Jeff and not us. That's the thing. But the thing is, think about it, though. Your patient is the one posting. And I think once they post, it's pretty much like open season. They're allowed to post whatever they want, and then you're just taking it and sharing it. So that's totally above board. So again, you don't need the release. HIPAA is not violated. It's totally fine.
How about OSHA? Are they violated at all?
OSHA might be a little pissed about the whole. They could be pissed about the
OSHA. They kind of took a backseat to HIPAA many years ago.
Nobody cares.
Everybody
about
used to care about OSHA. Then HIPAA came along. It's like, what's OSHA?
One more thing. No, I love this. Look, we could keep going for it.
Probably not.
I think maybe we might have one episode where Rich and I are just like bantering.
Then we'd be like every other dental podcast.
And we certainly don't want to be like every other dental podcast. That's why.
I just want to make a comment on this too. I thought you had maybe like a closing comment.
Can I say one more quick thing about it, then we can talk about it too.
And then we'll do our call of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. So stay here for our call of the day. It's not just us bantering. But one more thing is that a lot of times team members are like uncomfortable asking for these invitations to video. So if you have a bunch of team members that are don't really want to do it, here's an idea for you. In your morning huddle, have each team member identify maybe like one patient in their schedule sometime that day that they are going to invite for the kind of like this to do a video testimonial. When you have the morning huddle, you look at all the patients and you say, oh yeah, Jeff's coming in today. He'll be a really good one. He'll definitely love to do a video. So that way also you'll be sure to get some. And not only that, it'll prevent doubling up on any one person. Because if a patient's there and like four different people come up and say, hey, can you do a video testimonial? That's a little.
Well, I just did one on Facebook. Okay. Can you do this on YouTube then?
That's a little.
How about LinkedIn? Video on LinkedIn?
I have no idea.
Okay, here's what I was going to say.
What are you going to say?
This is just another example of before social media, and then before that, before kind of the internet, where word of mouth was pretty much the best we had for this kind of stuff. And our advice or any other coach's advice would be, yeah, we know that you're really uncomfortable asking for referrals. Everybody hates doing it. Here's how you do it. When a patient's really happy and they thank you and they have that wow moment, then you say, Jim, would you mind telling all your friends and colleagues and neighbors that you love coming to this office? And it still was kind of uncomfortable. But now when that moment happens, when a patient's very happy, when they thank you for something, when they have that wow moment, instead of saying, would you mind referring somebody, which they never do, boom, ask them to pop out their cell phone and they're going to be referring hundreds of people and be a lot more comfortable and have much more fun doing it. So it's kind of the exponential word of mouth. Instead of just asking them to refer one or two people, which they're never going to do anyway, you're asking them to refer hundreds or thousands of people through their social media sites.
Yeah, a great point. Think of the power of this thing. It is really powerful.
It's unbelievable.
But,
it's fantastic.
But one more thing. Could you do that voice one more time? But one thing you forgot to do, of equal or better value.
That makes it even better. People actually used to teach this. That's why I've been making fun of this for years.
Crazy.
When a patient says that they're very happy with your service, you need to say, could you please refer someone just like you, a patient of equal or greater value? Now, we actually knew somebody that used to recommend that, that the doctor would say to a patient, could you please refer someone of equal or greater value?
If you imagine, well, let me ask you, if he put it in writing, did he put like the equal sign and that greater, like equal or greater? Is that,
I guess so. They had to.
Yeah. Equal or greater, not less,
no,
not less.
No
than.
Way. Oh, you get kicked right out of the practice if you do that.
So by the way, if you have any questions about, thanks so much for all the feedback, because from every episode we do, we get a lot of people that are asking questions, adding comments. So please feel free to join the conversation. Just one of the best ways, just simply email, send us an email, podcast@matto.com. And we will hopefully be able to help you with a question, comment, whatever it might be.
Do it now.
Let's do it. Hey, Rich, you ready to do the call of the week?
I am so ready to do the call of the week. Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Right now.
Office.
Hi, can you tell me what your financial policy is, please?
What do you mean?
Like, how does it work when I come in and you know, get treatment and have to pay and all that? What's like,
okay,
the general policy?
Have payment due like the day of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you were to get say a crown per se and need to pay on it, you would like pay on it until it came in.
Pay on it till it came in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd pay before and then we'd have it set to be back in, like when you're expected to be finished paying it off.
Okay, well, thanks. Yes, I need a lot. But okay, well, thanks. That was very helpful. I appreciate that.
That's no problem.
Thanks.
Did you want to schedule something to come in?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to get back to you after the holidays, okay?
Okay, it's no problem.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, what do you think?
Well, let's start by giving credit where credit is due.
Where?
We could talk about a lot of things she did wrong, but she did something kind of semi-right at the very end, and she did ask you if you wanted to make an appointment. Now, I'm not saying she did it well or that she was all that effective, but compared to most of the calls we do, she's got to get some credit
for that. That was rare, because I honestly wasn't expecting she was going to do that. So you're right.
Based on the rest of the call, right?
That's a plus. Yeah, it's a plus. But getting back to the payment, it was very, very unclear. She said something like, I can't remember exactly, but if you get a crown done, you have to keep paying on it until it comes in or something like that.
And she was kind of mumbling too, which is a very pet peeve of mine. I don't like the word pet peeve. That's also a pet peeve of mine, the phrase. But she was mumbling. She wasn't enunciating.
Right.
Which I can't stand. But yeah, she said like, well, do I have to pay? She said, well, you have to pay until the crown comes in. Like, what's that?
What does that mean exactly?
I thought she was going to say until the cows come home, but she said until the crown comes. Yeah, that was a little weird.
But then the funny thing when I said, she did ask for the appointment, but I said, I'll get back to you after the holidays. Now, the question is like, what holidays? Like, right. There are like a million holidays.
Yeah,
like,
I just want to say, our listeners, we're not recording this during the time of any major holidays.
Right, exactly. Like, there are no holidays around.
Right. That's like, but there's always a holiday, right? So it's like, that's an old line. They'll frustrate. The one I usually used to hear in my practice was, I want to get this done after the first of the year. I would think like, what year? Because I'm certainly not going to see you on January 2nd.
Exactly right. So, okay, what's your grade for her?
Oh, I don't, a grade, jeez.
Gotta give her a grade.
Okay, I'm going to give her a D+.
Okay.
I mean, look, we could say anytime that somebody doesn't really do all the right things, which will be not just ask for the appointment, but get all your contact information, offer some good times, and keep hounding you until you finally relent or hang up, that it's an F. But I'm going to be a little kinder than that. What did I say? I'm going to give her a C-?
You said D+.
Okay.
You can't change it.
Okay.
Giving her a D-. Because the only reason she gets a D- is she did make like a half-hearted effort to like, so would you like to make an appointment? But other than that.
That's not bad though.
Yeah, but other than that, it was horrible. She knew, like, I clearly told her I needed a lot of work, but she's expecting me to call back after the holidays and never hear from me. So she got no information whatsoever.
Okay, I'll tell you why I give her a D+. Because again, this is a, you know, 1 minute slice of life in this dental practice, but I have a feeling with the proper training, this person could actually do a nice job. She's not a total failure.
I'll give you that. But the call was close to a failure.
Yeah,
Rich, I'm going to give you that. Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay, since you gave me that, I'm going to give all of our listeners this, and that is, thanks so much for being with us on episode 13 of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I'm Dr. Richard Matto, and we'll see you soon.
And I'm Dr. David Matto. Till next time. Kill the radio star. Video
I'll kill the radio star.